KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And now taking a look at sports, starting off with a recap of yesterday's action at the State Track and Field Championships, day number two in the books there on the Blue Oval. And here's a look at some of the highlights from the various classes. In Class 3A boys action, it was a good day for Atlantic as they picked up another state championship in the distance medley yesterday. Zade Nicholson, Dylan Sontag, Tyler Moen, and Chase Molinex ran 3:32.53. The first ever title for Atlantic in that event. They've now won two events here so far as they picked up a title in the 4x800-meter relay on day one and now win the distance medley on day two. They'll be the favorites in a couple of events coming up here today in the 4x400-meter relay, which they qualified first in yesterday. And then also Grant Reed will be the top runner in the 110-meter hurdles. He qualified fastest yesterday at 14:77. Also, Atlantic took a sixth-place medal in the 4x200-meter relay yesterday. Jaden Barnwell, Zade Nicholson, Tyler Moen, and Dylan Sontag ran 1:31.44 to pick up that sixth-place spot. And Glenwood finished eighth in that race. Grant Reed was runner-up in the 400 hurdles yesterday with a time of 53:24, a really good tight race and a great time there for Reed as he ends up there with that second-place medal. Also in the long jump, Nick Foss of Harlan was a fourth-place medal winner with a best effort of 22.25. In Class 2A boys, AHSTW took a state championship in the 4x200-meter relay. Drake Partridge, Jake Martin, Corbin Martin, and Gage Clay ran 1:29.97 to win it. Also, Isaac Baumhover of Kemper Catholic was a sixth-place medal winner in the 400 hurdles. Underwood took eighth in the distance medley final. HSTW had the fastest qualifying time in the 4x100-meter relay prelims. And it was Miles Ruepiper of Kemper Catholic coming in first in the high jump with 6'7", his best clearance. He attempted 7 foot but did not clear, but he got a nice round of applause there from the crowd. He won the high jump and the long jump at this year's meet. He's won two titles in both of those events throughout his career. Jack Tarks of Trainer finished fifth in the high jump as well yesterday, clearing 6'3". And Brandon Magnuson of Underwood took a sixth-place medal in the discus. In Class 3A girls action yesterday, it was Chloe Hansen of Harlan coming in eighth in the 400 hurdles. Kelsey Fields of Creston was sixth in the shot put, and Haley Rasmussen of Atlantic finished 13th in the long jump. Also in Class 2A girls results yesterday, Morgan Jonk of Panorama and Hannah Earlbeck of Kemper Catholic both qualified for the 100-meter hurdle finals. Also in the 400 hurdle finals, Cecilia Myers of Underwood was a 7th-place medal winner with a time of 107.77. Trainer qualified 7th fastest in the 4x100-meter relay prelims. And in the 4x4 prelims, Underwood qualified with the top time. Trainer qualified 2nd and Panorama qualified 5th. In the discus, Lydia Knopp of Panorama was 4th. Madison McDermott of ACGC finished with a 7th-place medal, and Lauren Chapcott of Underwood finished in 8th. And in the high jump, Morgan Jonk of Panorama was 4th, clearing 5.5, and Sienna Black of Trainer tied for 7th, clearing 5.3. In the Class 4A boys highlights in the 400 hurdle finals, Jerron Sampson of Thomas Jefferson took a 6th-place medal, time of 54.31. And in the shot put, Logan Jones of Lewis Central came in 2nd with a best effort of 57.2¾. His teammate Dane Theobald was 3rd with a best effort of 55.9½. In the Class 1A results yesterday in the 110 hurdle prelims, Ethan Bernard of St. Albert qualified fourth and Nolan Smith of Audubon qualified sixth for the finals. The 4x200-meter relay final had St. Albert take the state championship. Ethan Bernard, Sam Rallis, Kyle Barnes, and Blake Rallis ran 131.26 to win it. Earlham finished fourth. Tyler Brummer of Boyer Valley took a seventh-place medal in the 400 hurdles. St. Albert came in third in the distance medley. Sam Rallis, Kyle Barnes, Blake Rallis, and Luke Gronstall ran 3:37. And the 4x100-meter prelims, Earlham qualified fifth fastest. And in the 4x4 prelims, St. Albert qualified with a top time, and Woodbine qualified seventh. And in the high jump, Keegan Simons of Arweva was a third-place medal winner with a clearance of 6:03. In the discus, Joseph Zeigert of Audubon finished second with a toss of 144.06, so a state runner crown there for Joseph Zeigert of Audubon. And Brendan Christensen of Lennox finished with a fifth-place medal in that event. Also in Class 4A girls highlights, in the 400 hurdles, Haley Hartman of Abraham Lincoln finished eighth. In the shot put, Lauren Payne of Lewis Central was third with a best toss of 40.11.25. Katie Jones of Lewis Central came in fourth with a best toss of 40.10.75. Josie Stauner of Thomas Jefferson was seventh at 38.8.5. And in the long jump, Darby Thomas of Abraham Lincoln was your state champion once again as she sets the all-time state mark at 19.5 yesterday in that long jump. Also in the Class 1A girls highlights, it was Bedford coming in second in the distance medley. Nottoway Valley finished fourth, and Earlham took eighth. In the 100-meter hurdle prelims, Lexi Scheich of Nottoway Valley and Leslie Luft of Arweva both qualified for the finals. Jeanette Schraft of East Mills took the state championship in the 400 hurdles with a time of 103.13. Tara Peterson of Stanton was sixth place in that event. In the 4x400-meter relay prelims, it was Tri-Center qualifying fourth, and Bailey Housechild of Fremont Mills came in fifth in the high jump. That's your state track highlights there from day number two. In golf yesterday, there was some boys district golf being played around the state. And in the Class 1A site at Crestwood Hills Golf Course in Anita, it was Exira EHK winning it with a 3:26. IKM Manning right behind them at 3:27. And both those teams will move on to the state tournament next week at Westwood Golf Course in Newton. Cam came in third in the team standings with a 3:35. Southwest Valley, North Mahaska rounded out the top five teams. The medalist was Avery Kwant of Southwest Valley, who shot a 74 and ended up winning a one-hole playoff over Tyler Cup of Cam, who also shot an 18-hole round of 74. And both of those individuals will get to move on to state individually because the top two place finishers outside of teams that qualified will get to move on to state as well, so they both will. Also in Class 2A district golf results at Lake Panorama, the qualifying teams were PCM, who won it with a 3:26, and Des Moines Christian, who was second with a 3:38. State qualifying individuals were Kelby Shackelford of Panorama with a 70, who was medalist, and Ben Clement of Earlham came in as runner-up with a 73. And the Atlantic boys hosted a district golf tournament on Friday at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. As a team, the Trojans came up just shy of an entry into the state tournament, but two individuals will move on. Matt Gearhart shot a 74 and was runner-up in the district, and Kyle Reno shot 77 to finish fourth, and they will both move on to state. ADM was the district champion with a 308 total. Norwalk came in second at 310. Atlantic was third with a 313, and Winterset, Bondurant, Farrar rounded out the rest of the field. And in soccer yesterday, in girls' play, it was Abraham Lincoln 7-0 over Harlan. Knoxville beat Creston 5-1. Kemper Catholic 2-1 over AHSTW. Lewis Central a 4-0 win over Sioux City East. In boys' soccer, Atlantic beat Logan Magnolia 5-1. Abraham Lincoln a 1-0 win over Harlan in a shootout. It was Kemper Catholic 2-1 over AHSTW. Winterset Earlham was a 10-0 winner over Nottoway Valley. That's a look at your high school sports there for you from yesterday. In Major League Baseball, game we had for you on the radio, the Cardinals' slumping bats remained quiet through a 95-minute rain delay. Once they were able to get going, they never cooled off. Jose Martinez drove in five runs and had four hits to help the Cardinals rout the Phillies 12-4. And Francisco Peña homered and also had a single and a double for the Cardinals. They set a season high with 15 hits, but got none of off of Philly shortstop Pedro Floriman, who threw a perfect eighth inning in his second pitching appearance of the season. Floriman then hit his second home run of the season to cap off his night in the ninth. Other scores from Major League Baseball yesterday in interleague play, it was Milwaukee 8-3 over Minnesota. In the American League, it was Baltimore 3-1 over Toronto. Oakland 3-1 over Toronto, Baltimore 7-4 over Boston, Houston's 4-1 over Cleveland, Texas beat the White Sox 12-5, Kansas City 5-2 over the Yankees, Tampa Bay 8-3 over the Angels, and Seattle 5-4 over Detroit. In the National League, San Diego was a 3-2 winner over Pittsburgh, the Mets beat Arizona 3-1, the Cubs 8-1 over Cincinnati, Miami 2-0 over Atlanta, St. Louis 12-4 over Philadelphia, Colorado 6-1 over San Francisco, and the Dodgers at Washington was postponed. And also last night in the Stanley Cup playoffs, the NHL's newest franchise is one victory away from a spot in the Stanley Cup final. The Vegas Golden Knights own a 3-1 lead in the Western Conference final after Riley Smith scored on a breakaway with 6:58 left to send the first-year team to a 3-2 win over the Winnipeg Jets. Winnipeg erased a pair of one-goal deficits before Smith beat Connor Hellebuyck above the blocker, giving the Knights their third straight win. William Karlsson and Thomas Nosek also scored to back Marc-Andre Fleury, who stopped 36 shots in his 73rd career playoff victory. Patrick Laine and Tyler Myers scored for the Jets, who will try to avoid elimination when they host Game 5 on Sunday. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports was brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.